Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you today, because this is your show, and this is a live call-in show where we come together as the body of Christ, the Take Two family, and we share our lived experiences, our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding on the topics that we put forth, and it helps others, and that's a wonderful thing. So the question we're asking today, Jerry, and to all the Take Two family is, how do you weave Jesus into your everyday life? So how do you bring Jesus into your wonderful walk of life? What do you say, Jer?
Well, I think it's a great topic because, you know, we think about, of course, we go to Mass. Hopefully people go to Mass, or if they're not Catholics, go to their own churches on Sundays, maybe during the week. So we know that we have these obligations to go at times, but sure, there are other opportunities that we have to go. And then, of course, we get busy with life. There are kids to get out of bed and raise and get dressed and feed and off to school in the morning. And we have jobs and we have all kinds of things. But how do you keep Jesus in the center of everything that you do, or try your best anyway? It's not all that easy. So how do you weave Jesus into every part of your life throughout the day? Let us know your secrets so we can learn from you and you can have an impact on the Take Two family. Here's the number to call, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, so the show team is in place. Ace is at the controls, Vanessa's on the phones, and Rich is on social media, and Jerry and I are waving to all the chats, so keep those chats going. We love, and drop your comments in the chats. We love that. So if you can do that, that really helps us keep the conversation going. But then we need the first set of calls to come in very, very fast, and that's you. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit to answer this question, please dial in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you love Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, how do you weave Jesus into your everyday life? That's what we want to know today on Take Two. Remember, this is the mystical body of Christ in action. We believe in this platform very strongly. That's why we've been going in a wonderful fashion for 10 plus years. We love that. And we need your support. We need your participation, because it's all about you calling in, because this is your show. This is where the lay faithful come together and share, and we help other souls get closer to God today with the broadcast that they hear right now. They're going to walk away from this hour a little bit changed, and hopefully, Jerry, a little bit closer to God. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, you know me so well. You hear the intensity in my voice. That's because right after this show, I'm headed to virtually to Sacred Heart Radio for their one day summer pledge drive. So you can hear, you can hear my excitement and urgency about supporting Catholic radio. So if your station comes to you for a summer one day, 2 day, 3 day pledge drive, please step up and support Catholic radio, because it's working. It's working in the hearts and minds and souls of others, and it's so very important. So I'll tell the fine folks at Sacred Heart Radio in the Seattle, Washington area, Jerry, that you said hello, because oftentimes pledges come in and it'll say hi to Jerry and Debbie.
Yeah, that's really great. I'll be praying for the outcome of that, because Catholic radio being listener supported, folks, it is very, very important that you do your part when your station comes to you. And it's important that you do your part when we come to you on this program. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. And here's something that might surprise you. Debbie and I and the show team, we learn from you. And today, Debbie, I'm excited to hear how the Take Two family really incorporate Jesus and their faith and prayer throughout the entire day. Do you stop if you've got an important project due at work? Do you stop and do you pray about that? Do you pray before meals, especially maybe in the company cafeteria where there's all kinds of eyes on you? How do you start your day with Jesus and end your day with Jesus? I want to know, because it can help me in my prayer life. And I know Debbie and the show team and other Take Two family members want to know just as well. So how do you weave Jesus into your everyday life is our question today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
What do you say, Jerry? We get to our first caller.
Okay.
Let's go to Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Jeff, you're going to start the conversation. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you very much for your outreach. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So great topic today, and so needed. How do you go through a day or a life or a minute or a second without the providence of Almighty God and His Holy Spirit? And the truth I think you'll agree, is that you can't. It's in Him, through Him, with Him. We live and move and have our being. Without Him, we're nothing. We're not even our own. So a lot of times we're not fighting to stay close to God. We're crafting and constructing some really idol of ourselves that we're comparing. And I'm a doctor and I do this and this is who I am, when really we're just revelations of Almighty God's creation through time and space, with the pinnacle of the creation, so that we might love by first being loved, and then dwelling in love and sharing love. But even that, like Paul says, it's not Paul anymore. It's more Christ in Paul than Paul. So how do you practice this presence? I recently just did an audio book about the little flower, St. Teresa of Lisieux. And although I think if there's such a thing as an unfair advantage, she certainly had one with her parents that should be saints if they're not.
They are.
And her community. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I would have voted the same way. But when you come up and what you think is normal is supernatural. Wow, how blessed that young lady was. But that young lady was more in heaven than she ever was on earth. Mm-hmm. And so now it wasn't her going through these situations. It was her and Christ going through the situations.
Jeff, on that note, let's just pause for a quick second here. You are sharing some brilliant stuff here that is going to have an impact and help every one of us who are listening. We got this short break though, so we will continue with Jeff in Lancaster, PA in just a minute, talking about how you weave Jesus into your everyday life. Tell us how you do that, Take Two Family. Well, good to be with you today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And we're asking you, how do you make Jesus a part of your everyday life? You know, if we could, if we were not human and weak and frail and prone to sin and all this stuff, we would be thinking of Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know I don't do that, but I try and bring Him into everything that I do throughout the day, raising kids, going to work, playing a round of golf, going shopping, whatever it happens to be. How do you do that, Take Two Family? Let us know how you really try to intentionally and consciously weave Jesus into your everyday life throughout the day as best you can. We're learning from you today. We want to hear what you can say about this at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And as we always do, we're learning from Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who is talking about what a beautiful example the little flower is. And Jeff, you were talking about St. Therese, the little flower, her parents, Louis and Zelie, if I said her name right, Martin. I believe they are both canonized saints, but continuing along, you were talking about St. Therese and her way of surrendering to the Holy Spirit's presence.
Thank you very much. Also, thank you for coming back to me. I know you had some other options and what to do in the scheduling. I appreciate the respect to come back to me and let me finish. I'll be brief, but I really appreciate it. So again, back to, you know, we're an ongoing revelation of Almighty God, each of us. We can't even fathom how much love God has for us. If we ever touched anywhere close to it, we would never worry about anything again, because He's got a sovereign, eternal plan. So, but how do we walk in this world? Because I got to tell you, the world doesn't talk like we're talking now, and not enough people are listening to EWTN so that they get these ideas in their head that can grow and germinate. but we're born with a spectrum of beings. We have a rational mind, and our responsibility is to put the good, the clean, pure, positive, and powerful into our mind and control our thoughts. God could do that for us, but He would then strip us of our freedom, which is really the seat of His presence. I think when I really started this practicing presence was a couple years ago when a couple of the national wrestling champions they had won and maybe were undefeated and the just dynamic. And when the announcer asked them to say some comments on national TV after, you know, one guy's literally got a bloody lip and a booger hanging out of his nose, he don't care. And he says, I just am practicing the presence of Almighty God. And wow. that shook me. That shook me because I'm like, while you're wrestling in the national championships, you got time to think about. And the truth is, he's not kidding. So my parents taught me, see Jesus in everyone. And be Jesus to everyone.
Right.
Again, a mental concept. A mental concept. But can you imagine if you thought about it long enough, mm-hmm. dwelled about it long enough, immersed yourself in it long enough, that you would literally start saying, oh, these hands are not mine. Mm. These are God's hands.
Mm.
These eyes are not mine. They're God's eyes. You would then be walking around as a son or daughter of Almighty God. It would be easy to maintain presence. And you would have miraculous power. And I don't think enough of us practice it or believe it enough to transform the world that is so in desperate need of it.
Well, Jeff, what if we really did believe it, but the world is so loud? And let me share something with you that maybe you've heard before on this program or maybe not, but I think it will surprise you. So I've gone around the country for many years speaking on angels, holy angels. Now we know the reality of our guardian angel, right? We know that we each have a guardian angel, and we know that the guardian angel was handpicked by God Himself, and our guardian angel is to journey with us all the days of our life. We look at Psalm 91 and other scripture passages that affirm that, and we know that the guardian angel is there to illuminate our mind and strengthen our will for the journey, so we can get home back to God, right? Well, when I go around and I speak on angels, one of the first questions I ask everyone, and I've had rooms between, 200 people all the way up to thousands of people. And I've said, okay, so how many of you thought of your guardian angel today? And I won't even ask you to guess, Jeff, but it was shocking to me. And I do it all the time. It's amazing. Let's say out of 100 people, maybe 3 hands go up. Okay, that means 97 people out of 100 did not even think of their guardian angel that day. Now, what does that tell us? It tells me, anyway, that the world is so loud and the world is filled with so many lies and the world is bombarding us that we tend to forget about the truth. It's not that we don't know, and if we are given time, we are able to contemplate and go into a deep sense of the reality of God. It's that the world is just overwhelming us. And so what I love about Catholic radio and what you just said, Jeff, is I wish every Christian would listen to Catholic radio. Why? Because we're constantly sending out reminders. It's not the new things we're saying. We're actually saying the same things over and over again, but we need those reminders. What do you say, Jeff?
I totally agree, and you're right. I mean, I look to the apostles in their humanity. I mean, boy, you don't know how many times I dreamed and imagined if I was around when Jesus was around. In my heart, I feel like I would follow him and do whatever he wanted, whatever I want to do his will, right? But but then I look at these guys who left them and got afraid and hid and. And it's like you were with them, you saw the miracles, and you still fall from grace. And again, we have to accept our weakness as part of the experience. And by the way, what you call the sound or the noise in the world, let's call it evil. And let's actually call it an adversary who doesn't want us to practice presence will in fact create stuff to try to drive us out, frustrate us, let us manifest anger and guilt and resentment and vengeance and all the other flavors of anything but love. And so, sure. Again, like anything else, if you practice it, you can get better at it. But there are techniques that once you get yourself into a state of grace and then ground it with a simple prayer or a touch or the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, so that you're conditioning not just your body and your mind, but your spirit to on demand be receptive to God's presence. And then I don't fight this evil world, but God in me protects me from it and has promised to protect me in the evil world. But I'm not the slayer of Satan. I'm the simple vessel that's clinging to Christ.
Right. No, Jeff, all good points. And all of that we're talking about today, it is born out of prayer. It's born out of an intentional, willingness to bring God into every area of our lives and let him in us do what he wants to accomplish in the world. I love, Jeff, everything that you had to say. We've got a number of other callers here, but you always add so much to the program, brother. So thank you so much for sharing with us what you did today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about how do you make Jesus a part of your everyday life all throughout the day as best you can. We want to learn from you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Mary is in Dallas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hello, Mary.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I called in to say that we're in the car a lot because we do a lot of praying in the car for sure. When we're driving around and we see a Catholic church who makes the sign of the cross and say, "Dear Jesus, be with us today," we see an ambulance, we make the sign of the cross and say, or say a Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. And same with when we pass a cemetery, we mm-hmm. say the eternal rest prayer or the prayer of St. Gertrude. When we're out eating, we be sure to make the sign of the cross and say the blessings before meal. And if I start getting intrusive thoughts that are worrying or just don't make sense, I say the prayer to St. Michael because I feel like that is going in the opposite direction when I'm having those thoughts, and that usually clears it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we do.
Yeah, Mary, those are great things that you do and the practices that you partake in. But I got to tell you that just goes in line with what Jeff was saying earlier. This constant awareness and staying in the moment and being truly cognizant of what is happening around you and what the truth is when we have this incredible power in prayer, right? And so I love that you do that. And I love that you do it out in public when saying, grace before meals and things of that nature, because anytime we reverently make the sign of the cross or pray in public, we are evangelizing. We are spreading the gospel message. We are sharing as followers of Christ what it means to be Christian. And I love that, Mary. And I wish more people would do that. But I'll tell you, it's interesting. I've met a lot of people that they are aware of their surroundings. They're aware that things, and maybe they're doing it internally, quietly, and that's true. I don't know, what they're quietly, because I know Jerry quietly prays all the time. So I don't know, sometimes if he's looking at something or praying about something. But I will tell you that a lot of people, they're just not, again, reminded of these beautiful things that we can be doing to build up the body of Christ in so many ways. So I love what you do, Mary. Please keep it up and please share it with others. You just did, actually, on a worldwide platform. So that's good.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I do. I love what she had to say. It is so, it's such a beautiful practice. And I do it, Debbie. You mentioned that I do it, and I do. I was in a public place recently. I think it was a grocery store, and an ambulance went by in close proximity. You could hear the siren, mm-hmm. and I made the sign of the cross. You know, and people in the store are probably thinking, "Wow, he's praying. I guess that he's going to have enough money to cover his groceries or something."
Right.
I don't know, but you know, when I listen to music on the radio and a certain song comes on, and that the artist, the singer, is deceased, I immediately pray for that person's soul. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. there are opportunities for us to do that all throughout the day. So we really ought to be doing that.
That's so true.
Back to the calls in a minute. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's so true. The opportunities are endless, actually, for us to really and truly be Christian in the world. I think we're both fighting for this opportunity to share about Catholic News Agency, because I'm telling you that, folks, the in my inbox early in the morning, I get the latest news from Catholic News Agency, and I rely on it. I love it. But you go ahead, Jerry. Share with our family.
Well, I did a search recently for the most visited Catholic websites. I think CNA was first, or it was in the top couple or three websites. It's Catholic News Agency, a service of EWTN, and it can help you keep in the loop of what's happening in the church and in the world, for that matter. Catholic News Agency brings you all the latest news on the church's mission and activities, covering social, political, moral, and cultural issues from a faithful perspective. So for the most up-to-date news, Catholic news, head over to CatholicNewsAgency.com, a fantastic online service from EWTN News. And like Debbie does, you can get it timely news updates sent right to you in your inbox. Just visit EWTN.com and click subscribe to stay informed.
Beautiful. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Lisa is a first-time caller from Wilton, North Dakota, on our friends, Jerry, at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. You go right ahead.
Okay, so for me, it's two different things. Number one, and the most important to me, is that I just remember, no matter how good I think I'm doing that particular day, or how bad I think I'm doing, my best effort at being a good Christian is no better than filthy menstruation rags and like a bin full of them. It's just not ever going to be good enough. Without Jesus Christ, I can't do this. And, you know, best days, I would probably be judgmental at the least, and worst days, I may not even look like a Christian. But Jesus died for me, and I keep going. I just keep going. And the second thing is, whatever it is that I feel like I can't pray about, or I shouldn't pray about, or I don't need to pray about, that's what I do my best to pray about. So one example is, like, a friend of mine was praying for one of her sons, but not the other one, because she didn't feel like he needed it. And so I started praying for him. Sometimes it's the young kids that don't get prayed for because people don't think that they are old enough to receive salvation, but yet they're old enough to have a will of their own. So I've seen kids of all ages get saved from praying. Just from praying, not even witnessing, not even telling them how to do it, just praying for them.
Well, Melissa, you know, as you're talking, you're reminding me that whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, God is a part of our everyday life, because, as you were saying, we can do nothing apart from him. As scripture says, every breath we take has God all over it. Every movement that we make, every action, every good deed, everything that we do in our life is possible because God holds us in existence. So it's up to us. The onus is on us to recognize that it is God who keeps us in existence and empowers us to do anything that we can possibly do. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. First time caller from North Dakota. We appreciate that. Faith 2 family, how do you weave God into your everyday life? Let us learn from you. This This is the show where you are the teachers. You are the ones who impact the rest of your Take Two family who are listening. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And today we're asking you, how do you make Jesus present in your throughout your everyday life? Every moment of your life, if it's possible. I mean, sometimes we have to have our minds fully on something else. I realize that. But how do you make sure that your life is blessed and graced by the presence of Jesus as much as possible throughout the day? What are your procedures, your routines for doing that? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We will get to Angel in a moment. Greg, hold on there in Michigan. Patty, a first-time caller in Texas. We're going to get to each and every one of you. But for the last 25 years of faith fellowship and fantastic radio, Guadalupe Radio Network has been on the air and touching and saving lives and souls. And we're incredibly proud to celebrate this monumental milestone with one of our most cherished EWTN radio partners. Again, it's the Guadalupe Radio Network. For a quarter century, they've been a beacon of Catholic truth, now spanning an impressive 47 stations across Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Alabama, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Virginia. A massive heartfelt congratulations goes out to Toya Hall, Sammy Rodriguez, and their entire dedicated team at the Guadalupe Radio Network. From all of your friends here at EWTN, thank you for 25 years of unwavering commitment to spreading the gospel.
Beautiful. And we're going to be traveling to Plano, Texas this Saturday for the big event for the 25th anniversary celebration with over 2,000 folks coming. It's just going to be amazing. And we're looking forward to it. So we're getting a lot of calls from the Dallas, Texas area. So I guess everybody's getting ready and excited for the big event this weekend. That's great. But let's go to Ohio, Perrysburg, Ohio, to be exact. And we're going to talk with our friend Angel on the EWTN app. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hello, guys. How you doing this morning? God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. Yeah.
I love you both.
We love you too. Thanks. So tell us.
My inspiration every morning is getting up and cleaning up for God. And I don't care how late I'm running, communication with the Lord every morning and saying, I'm here and I'm coming to you. And you know, when I get to church, when I go to communion, I literally hear his voice say, I'm about to enter you. And when he does, I'm transformed. And I'm so much stronger, even in the face of all the crises I've been in. I've had dozens of miracles, and I'm praying for another one now. And I'm sure he's there. Mm. So try to go to communion every day. I don't care if you go in on a steel guitar and you're late. Just go and try to stay in a state of grace. Mm-hmm. And you will be so much stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so interesting you say that, Angel, because I just was speaking with somebody this morning who was talking about they go to daily mass and they receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. They receive him into themselves, and they said those exact words. It's such incredible strength for the journey. And that says it all. And that's why the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. And so you're not going to get an argument from us, Angel. We completely agree with you. You know, the more we take in Jesus, the more we can be Jesus into the world. Right, Jer?
Well, absolutely. You know, the old saying, you are what you eat, is absolutely true. I mean, but as long as we believe that what we are receiving is the real, true body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus, which it is, folks, who would not at least want to go every opportunity that you get? That's every day. I'm not accusing anybody who doesn't go to daily mass of saying that you don't want to. You probably have reasons why you can't. You know, work and family and other commitments. It's not always easy to get to daily mass, but to have that desire in your heart. And then if you cannot actually physically receive Jesus, there's what's called a spiritual communion, which you can just look that up online. If you're unfamiliar with it, just type in EWTN spiritual communion. It's a very short prayer that you pray that asks our Lord to bring the graces of the sacrament of the Eucharist into you, even though you weren't able to receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity that particular moment. So, Angel, you are spot on as always. Receiving Jesus in Holy Communion at Mass is really the source and summit of our faith, it says, and it should be the source and summit of our spiritual lives and all that we do out in the world each and every day.
Mm-hmm. God bless you both. And keep praying for Eric. He's in critical condition. But we're believing in a miracle. And we've got some people helping us today. And hopefully it will come to pass. If it doesn't, we'll have to accept. But I truly believe that Jesus is here and he will intervene.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll be
keep,
praying.
Yep. Keep the faith. Stay strong. And the prayers are all around you. Thank you, Angel. Thank you very much for your contribution today to this conversation. Okay, Angel just freed that phone line for someone like you. That's you. You know who you are. Come on. You know you want to call in. We're very friendly. Okay, well, Jerry and I think we're friendly, don't we? Although we have been kicked out of restaurants before, I will tell you that because we just laugh too hard and they don't think it's funny. They want it a little bit more quiet. But we just feel like, you got to spread that joy. So can you share the joy with us today and share how you bring Jesus into your life? If you feel that little tug in your spirit, we believe it's a Holy Spirit. So say yes, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And just to be correct, we were only, asked to leave one restaurant. The other one, we kind of avoided the manager. But, Jerry, you got to keep a sense of humor too. I think we need to bring that in. Jesus, if we are carrying the joy, if we are filled with the joy of the Spirit, then we need to also show it. We need to lighten up a bit and not have those grumpy faces of going out there. If we want to spread Christianity, right, we have to spread it with joy and beautiful, holy laughter.
Amen to all of that. We're going to find out from Greg in Michigan how he makes Jesus a part of his everyday life and weaves him into his life throughout each day. Greg in Michigan, welcome to Take Two. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, what would you... How do I start this? What do I say?
How do you weave Jesus into your life, Greg? Just tell us your practices, what you like to do to bring Jesus close to you every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. I say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and the Rosary, not because I'm such a holy person, but I was told that I want my poor adult children to come back to the church. And I feel like I've done such a lousy job raising them that I need to do something. And so this is what I do every day. Well, at the end of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy is the last sentence, Jesus, I trust in you. So all of a sudden, in the last, 2 or 3 months, when I get into situations throughout my day, I find myself repeating that sentence over and over again, especially when I get into a contentious situation, whether it be an argument with my wife or a driver who runs me off the road or whatever the case may be, or a bad purchase at a store. I repeat to myself, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. It gets me through, and it really connects me with Jesus. It's so simple, such a simple little thing, yet it works really, really well for me. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I wanted to say is that, I try to look at people as God sees us, as like, a helpless 3 to 4 year old little toddlers that, look at people in God's eyes as his precious, precious children. So that helps me love my neighbor as myself.
Beautiful.
Well, I tell you what, I just something real quickly to share, Greg, and then Debbie has something as well. But, you made the comment that, I think you said something like, you probably did a lousy job of raising your kids or something. I think today is the day you stop thinking that way, Greg. Let's just take that type of thinking and set it aside and just ask God to completely remove it from your mind, from your heart. Here's why. Because as parents, parents do the very best that they can laying the foundation. We are the number one prayer intention that we get, Greg, is for children, adult children especially, who are away from the faith. And what came to my mind was Jesus as the good shepherd. You know, he says in the Bible, what shepherd, having lost a sheep, would not leave the 99 and go after the one lost sheep? It seems almost absurd. What you're doing is you're exposing 99 sheep to the wolves to go get one other one. But who is the shepherd who does that? It's Jesus. You know, Jesus doesn't say, well, I lost a shepherd, I better go find someone to send out to go find that lost sheep. No, Jesus, the shepherd, he goes out himself. So he is out there searching and wooing your, I believe you said, four children. And so Jesus is doing that work. What your rosaries and Divine Mercy chaplets are doing, Greg, are strengthening that bond that you have with Jesus. And you are giving him your heart, showing him your heart, that you will love, when you love him as much as you possibly can, he will do anything for someone who becomes a saint, who loves him and does his will completely. So I would be very, very confident with Jesus as the one, the shepherd, going out there in search of your children, and you providing him with the impetus to do that through these beautiful prayers that you pray. Debbie, I don't know if you have anything.
Oh, that was wonderfully said. But Greg, I just want to say, I agree with Jerry. I've never met a perfect parent, an absolute perfect parent on this earth. We know the Blessed Mother, okay, but she's our spiritual mother. And so I agree with Jerry just to kind of, not beat yourself up over that or anything, and just do what you can like you are doing. But I asked for someone to call in and bring some joy. And boy, oh boy, Greg, did you do that. I was chuckling the whole time you were speaking. I know Jerry was as well, because he knows me so well. I must say, Jesus, I trust in you 1,000 times a day. I am not joking. I think if somebody were to hear or shadow me for the entire day, they would think I have a major OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder issue, because I say, Jesus, I trust in you 1,000 times. It's so natural for me, but it does the same thing for me. It allows me to get through any situation. It allows me to get through life. Because life can be difficult. We are faced with obstacles, with our own challenges, like health challenges and work challenges and family life, and we interact with people, and that becomes a problem. I mean, there's problems all around us, and then we have to remind ourselves that we do trust in Jesus above it all. So I love what you do, Greg. I think it works for me, and it sounds like it works for you. What do you say?
I'm so glad that you said that. We really connected here, and you hit it out of the ballpark when you said that. I really, really appreciate that.
Aww.
It makes me feel like I'm not, I'm doing the right thing here, and you affirmed that. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. That's what it's all about, building up the body of Christ, and we did that together today. So you take care, and thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Wow, I just love the Take-Two family. Every time we do a show, I learn something, Jerry.
That's right. Well, this weekend, inspiring young Catholics share their personal stories of life within the church and the incredible blessings their faith brings. Don't miss Beyond Damascus with Dan Demite and Aaron Richards, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we are going to Patty. Patty's a first-time caller, and Patty is in Texas, listening on Alexa. Hi, Patty. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you? Yes, okay. You go right ahead.
So the way I live, just simply, I pretend I'm in heaven already. I assume I'm already there.
Wow.
And it's that simple.
I love that. Well, if you listen to Jeff, our first caller, and by the way, Jeff from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we're getting a lot of feedback from our Take Two family saying they felt that you just led the discussion beautifully and just hit it out of the ballpark. So thank you, Jeff, for contributing today. But Patty, if you were listening to Jeff, you heard Jeff talk about Saint Therese and other saints, that they really did live above this world. They were like floating above above the world, meaning they had their eyes on heaven. They had their focus on Jesus. And so it allowed them to, you know, elevate above all of the situations that we encounter in this world that keep us down. And it sounds like, Patty, you have been able to do that as well.
Yes. I mean, I must admit it's not easy sometimes, but you know, that's your goal to start the day and your goal to end the day. And you just be as positive as you can and, mm-hmm. and as loving as you can towards your neighbor. And that's all you can do.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, I love it too, because good Lord willing, we are all going to spend eternity with the Holy Trinity and the saints and the angels in heaven. Why not get good at that, or as good as we can at doing that here in this life? This life is about really, in a sense, practicing that, because it is in heaven. It's about love. The only thing that matters, the only thing that remains is love. Faith and hope won't be needed in heaven, but love. So the more we love God and our neighbor here on this earth, the more we are actually practicing, Patty, what you're talking about. And that is already, in a sense, living in that heavenly reality. So love what you shared, Patty.
Yes, thank you so much. It was such a joy to speak to you guys. And one more thing, my kids are listening and they want to share with you that their favorite saint is Carlo Acutis.
Oh, we're so glad. Tell your kids they're wonderful. We love Blessed Carlo Acutis too, and his mother, as well as whole family. So thank you. Oh, that's great that your kids love him, because he's very active, Patty.
Yes, we love him so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Awesome. What a great family. I love when whole families call in. Okay, Lydia called back. We're going to stay in Texas. Lydia's in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lydia. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I just want to say that you have a wonderful topic, because how great God is, how great Jesus is, how great Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. I always tell the fathers to, you know, pray to Saint Joseph for being a wonderful father, because Saint Joseph was a wonderful father to Jesus. And Mother Mary, I love her so much, and I know that I pray to her all the time, because I know she loves us so much and she wants us to pray. So every time I go anywhere, like yesterday I went to get my hair cut, and I talk about Jesus all the time. I always say Jesus is good. Jesus watches over us. Jesus loves us, and all he wants to do is have peace and love, spread the kindness, because that mean old devil likes to make us trouble, and we don't need to follow him. We need to follow Jesus, so we need to change our ways of life and do what God wants us to do. So every time I go out somewhere, I say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I think Jesus is always saying, you're welcome so much to me. I think he's probably getting tired of me saying thank you, Jesus. But I can't help it, because I thank him with all my heart, because in the morning when I wake up, I said, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Because I just had a cousin who died in her sleep, and she's only 47, and I miss her so much. But, you know, I know she's in a better place now, because she was real bad with diabetes. But I thank Jesus for taking care of her and taking her home, you know. But I thank Jesus good and bad, and because God has a plan for us. And I keep thinking, because God does not make mistakes, and we may not, because like me, I have been through so much in my life, and I feel like God prepared me for all my struggles so I can get stronger, because I don't want to be like, I can't do this. But I know Jesus and God is with me, so that's what comforts me, is knowing that Jesus is with me all the time.
And Lydia, we know how important gratitude is from, I believe it's Luke chapter 17, the story of the 10 lepers. I'm sure you're familiar with that. Most of our listeners are, Debbie, where Jesus heals the 10 lepers. Only one returns to thank him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, that is made an issue in the Bible to teach us all a lesson, because you know, if we receive blessings from Jesus and just go about our merry way, like, oh, wow, you know, just something great just happened to me, but I'm not going to thank the giver of that gift. Mm-hmm. We become very desensitized to the presence of God and to the fact that every good thing that we have is from him. So, Lydia, total agreement here. And Debbie, you know, you might want to share something, but I agree completely. Gratitude is a huge key in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Lydia, you can hear it. It comes deep from within you, the gratitude. I love that. I wish everybody could feel that. And thank you for sharing today. And thanks for calling back, Lydia.
Love you.
Love you too. Thank you. Call us again. And, you know, I wanted to share something. Can we wave to everybody on social media? Hi, guys. You guys are getting the chats going. Kathleen says this, and I just wanted to share this real quickly. Kathleen said on YouTube, incorporating Jesus in my daily life is easy when I'm alone. Not so easy when surrounded by Protestants. And, you know, Kathleen, it's very interesting you said that. For years, I worked around Protestant brothers and sisters, and I realized very quickly I had to focus on what we had in common, that we were both believers in Jesus. We were both followers of Jesus. And I would say things to my coworkers and friends who were Protestant. I'd say, you love Jesus? Yes, I love Jesus. And we would just go from there. And it was really wonderful just to bring the name of Jesus into the workplace. So I'm sure you're already thinking of things like that, Kathleen, but there's so many ways you can connect, by way of just, you know, remember the name of Jesus is a prayer. And it's so beautiful just to bring his name reverently into the conversations. What do you say about that, Jerry?
Absolutely. I think we live in times where it's more important than ever to be united with all of our Christian brothers and sisters. There may be some issues that we don't agree on and that divide us, but, you know, I think you're right. Start with the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, those, you know, the key elements, the major things. And then, good Lord willing, over time, you know, we can discuss the other things. But I think when you find yourself in a situation like that, I think you had great advice for her. Mm-hmm.
And we have more comments coming in on social media, but we're going to get back to our calls because they've been, all of our Take Two family members have been waiting so long to get on air with us. So Angela is a first-time caller from the great state of New Jersey on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Angela.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for calling. You go ahead. Share with us how you bring Jesus into your life.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, like the caller before, going to communion every day is just an amazing thing. I stole this from EWTN, but I always say I don't do email. I do knee-mail, which is pretty amazing. I recently had a lot of back pain, and I realized the more I get on the kneeler and go to church and do my kneeling, my posture has been in such a better position that I actually felt better. And I thought, oh my gosh, how simple that is. So anyway, going to communion is just really a wonderful thing. And it's just so serious. It's a shame that people just don't take it as a blessing. It really is. Mm-hmm. I have a sister who goes to yoga instead of doing that. And oh boy, that's difficult to handle, but whatever. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that I do have a lot of angel stories that are amazing. And I don't really speak about them. But can I just ask you about this picture that you have behind you? I saw you once online. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you still have it, but there's a picture of Mary, which is just like a little bit of her face with the with her eye and her nose. And I'm just wondering where that came from or why is that there?
It actually came from one of our Take Two family members who sent it to me as a gift. And if you look closely at it, it's a beautiful image of Our Lady. It's Our Lady of Sorrows, and she has a tear running down her cheek. And it was given to me as a gift from one of Take Two family members. And I love it, and I have received more compliments on it, and I do feel it is a very beautiful, sacred image. Do you like it, Angela?
Well, no, but about 35 years ago, as I was doing all my praying, I always had that image in my face every morning.
Wow.
So I started making pictures just like that. So I do have all over my house drawings of that with a tear coming down. And I actually took a diamond, you know, not a real one, but I put a diamond there. And it's like a drop, a diamond drop. And water drop, and I have it. And when I saw yours, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought that was only me that had this vision of that, you know? So I'm just curious of where that came from.
That's amazing, Angela. I will, after we're done with the show, I will lift the image and see if there's an artist on the back.
Oh, okay. There's something to it. But anyway, she's been so close to me, and I have amazing stories about that too. But anyway, I'm really ashamed of myself that I don't share all of this. But okay, so I just wanted to say that what a beautiful way to start the morning. Of course, I do a couple of cups of coffee and go to church, and I'm telling you, I've just been blessed, and I don't know if it's anything to do it, but thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you so very much. Call us again, and you can always email us, take2@ewtn.com. And Goldie from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Lena on social media, you're both saying that you start the day in prayer, and that is a beautiful thing. You know, I'll tell you, Jerry and I have done how many, Jerry? Probably 24 shows on that, to give your first fruits to God. You open your eyes and give it all to God in prayer, and that's a great way to start your day.
It is, yeah. Apologize, you hear that music. We're not going to be able to get to you, Goldie, but please call us. We have an unscripted show coming up toward the end of the month. You can always call in there and make your comment about today's topic. What a great broadcast you have made, this Take Two family. And our thanks to the show team, our screener, Vanessa, Ace McKay producing today, Rich Jesse on social media. And tomorrow's topic is all about relationships. So we encourage you to be thinking about those relationships you'd like to discuss and be among those who call in tomorrow on the program. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.